You would think a lot more, but they walked away with...
God, you're so honest.
10:59.
Love that. Dallas at 97.3. It's 6:40. Sarah, no name. No name off having a baby and all. Junko's about 2 days old now. Kevin Smith. World-renowned and very rich director, I must say.
Kevin Junko Smith.
Kevin Junko Smith. Kevin Comedy Smith.
Comedy.
Get your own.
Call me Comedy Junko, ladies and gentlemen.
Not as rich as you would think.
Yeah, no, I would have thought that you were.
Didn't get
pretty
rich
after
off that one. Didn't get rich Clerks. Off Clerks. These folks thought like I got rich off Clerks, and
we just figured.
No. Other
rich?
Movies.
Jay and Silent Bob. You get rich off that?
By the time I was a Jay and Silent Bob, what is rich? Am I Bill Gates?
No. You're a millionaire. Are you a millionaire?
Yeah, he's a millionaire. Duh.
Are you a multimillionaire?
Yes. I'll answer these questions until it gets to someplace where I can't answer it.
Let me put it this way. I have enough time to just come out and bomb around here for 3 days and do a radio show.
Bring the family and then
totally.
Fly to Europe. And
totally.
He lives in Ben Affleck's old house in the Hollywood Hills.
I've done very well. More, but far better than in a bazillion, gazillion years I ever thought I would have.
Really? If you didn't do Clerks 2, would you be okay?
Yeah, oh God, yes.
You could retire right now and never work again. If you manage your money.
Yeah,
smartly.
If I manage my money, yeah. Doing Clerks 2 is certainly not about money. It's more about
art.
Wanting to, yeah,
your
just
craft,
to go back to
craft.
Those guys and tell
let's
that
go
story.
Let's find out where those guys are
it's
at
about
now.
let's have fun and let's work with the dudes who started all. Because there are like five people without whom I wouldn't be sitting here doing a radio show even. And that's Scott Mosier, who's my producer. Brian O'Halloran played Dante. Jeff Anderson played Randall. Jason Mewes, who played Jay, and Dave Klein, who shot the movie.
Did you forget the Academy?
And I'd like to thank the Academy. Academy, believe me, they get no thanks, especially on that movie.
Well, you might still be sitting here doing radio, but...
Yeah.
No, because I wouldn't
not
even...
For the
do,
same
nobody
reason.
Would give... Well, I don't
not
even have a
fun.
Radio voice.
No, you kind of do.
Nobody does.
No, yeah. The best people I don't think have radio voices.
I think you've got a good radio voice.
Well, thank you. That's
yeah,
very
but she's
nice.
The only one. Her and Kathy, that's it. Though.
I do
Kathy's
not
got a
have
good
a,
radio
no,
voice.
No, I don't. You know what? We all sound... Hey, I'm going to tell you why this show works right now. It's because none of us is like a radio...
Yeah.
No one's puking. We're all just normal people.
Well put. Well said.
Yeah. Which actually kind of goes to show you anyone could do this monkey job.
Yeah.
Anybody.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So now, based on that, I'm going to take this.
Exactly. That's right. And I'm telling you, anybody could do it. And people go, oh, wow, how do you do it for 4 hours? And you just turn the mic on and go. And anyone could do it.
You know what my training for this radio
What's
gig
that?
Was? You know, so we do commentary tracks on the DVDs
yeah.
and stuff. I like to do a commentary track on the DVD where you just can't leave dead space. Sometimes you listen to them and people sit there and watch
for a
the
while,
movie
yeah.
And get
they make
quiet.
A random comment.
I just like my, me. It's like must have no dead air. Must keep speaking. M K S must keep speaking. I just coined that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Kevin M K S.
And that's kind of the secret of radio. You must
it
keep
is.
Speaking. You leave no dead. Me and Humam were talking about this in the elevator. Yesterday.
I like a little dead air though. Once in a while. Once in a while, I actually like when sort of awkward things happen on the radio because I think that people just go oh, you know.
Can I ask you? Let's find out what Sean thinks on line two.
All right.
Sean, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I think Kathy's probably got the hottest voice on radio. You know she's a babe.
Booyah. Yeah, well, she is. Have you seen a picture of Kathy?
I have not.
No, I haven't.
Don't look at pictures.
Pull up a picture of Kathy
no,
so Kevin
No, please
has
don't.
Has she been in Playboy as well?
She has her boobs are too small to be in Playboy.
I'm very flat chested.
Very, very, very thin.
My boobs are too small to be in Playboy, but I've been in there.
That's because you are important.
You're a world famous director.
Is that what it is?
You're important.
But Kathy could be in,
Jugs.
Washboard Love. No, not Jugs.
Not Jugs. Oh, well, Jugs no is the ironic way. Gal of the month.
That's exactly it. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Do they have the ironic girl
no.
of the month? That would be actually a really good feature.
I
to have.
Be
great.
That.
Wouldn't it be great to see the word ironic in,
oh.
in
oh,
Jugs?
There,
what was that all about?
Sean hung up.
Who?
Sean, the guy you wanted
he
to
he hung up.
Yeah.
Oh, we bored him.
I wasn't done talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Hold on.
All right. While we get the traffic, you can look at the pictures of Kathy.
Are you cute,
no.
Kathy? How
Emerson.
Old are you?
Emerson. She's 25.
Want... How old
Thank
are you, Kathy?
You. I love you, Sarah.
How old
are you now?
I'm 40.
Oh, you're a good-looking 40.
She's lying. She's 30.
Really? Well,
yes.
No, I'm...
MSNBC
Hold
traffic
on,
sponsor. Go ahead, Kathy.
All right. Slow traffic southbound 101 from St. Vincent Drive to Lincoln Avenue as you head into San Rafael. There's a stall in Oakland East, 980, right before 580. The right lane is blocked. Northbound 101 still slows as you leave Morgan Hill and stretches from Tennant right out towards Cochrane. And some slow traffic southbound 880 out of Fremont, just at Mowry Avenue. Not too bad. as you head towards Dixon Landing Road. Slow traffic northbound 17 over the summit. Golden Gate Bridge traffic is fine. A stall for the Bay Bridge upper deck westbound right in the cantilever section. Apparently two separate stalls being cleared from the right lane. And at the Bay Bridge, the metering lights are on. Traffic backed up towards the end of the east parking lot. If you're heading out towards BART, they are running on time. Traffic brought to you by Hyatt Hotels and Resorts. Get free breakfast every day at participating Hyatts with Friday, Saturday, or Sunday arrival. Find delicious getaways now through March 27th. Visit Hyatt.com for details. Weather mostly sunny. Highs today are going to be in the 60s. It's 646. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Kathy, thank you so much. In a moment, we are going to play a little game
called
that we like to call
Dead or Alive.
Give it to us hard. Yeah, give
Dead or Alive. I haven't done my honey yet this morning.
All right, we'll get you a little Slippery Elm tea.
May I?
Wait, will you do that? We actually should redo that song so we have a good
Dead or Alive. It's not bad.
That's
not bad. Was Bon Jovi in the studio to record that himself?
He was. I mean, can you tell?
Was that,
having a little bit of an off day
that
vocally.
I think that might have been Kevin Smith.
But that, you think?
I other mistook Kevin him Smith, for, right? for Bon Jovi.
The football guy.
Yeah, it was definitely a football voice.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to play Dead or Alive in a second. 800-400-FM97. Call now if you'd like to play.
Yo.
Is that another break?
No.
Today, oh. Today. Wow, you're I thought we were on commercial.
No, we're not.
What is that?
It's a birthday
your
thing.
Birthday.
Oh, it's the birthdays?
It's the birthday.
I like this.
You have a little different thing.
I had a good time yesterday.
Yeah, I remember you looked really bewildered.
I was. I like it.
Point.
Who is it?
It's called Micro Pixie and what's the guy's name?
Nemo.
Neo.
And Micro Pixie. They sent us all these. They just random listeners who sent us a CD of stuff for the birthdays, and we use them.
They're British.
I wasn't asking about the theme. I was who are the birthdays? I'm asking you. I was like, who's Micro Pixie, and why should I know their birthday? So you're saying the people that did that
doesn't
music,
matter.
That
moving on.
Moving
yes.
on. Sorry. Dead air.
Julie Bowen from Ed is 35. I think she's a hot blonde.
Julie Bowen. She was also in the Adam Sandler movie. She was in Happy Gilmore, I believe.
Was she really?
Was she the hockey? That was the hockey one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
She was, I believe she was in Happy Gilmore.
She's cute. I liked Ed the first season when they still had the Foo Fighters song in the beginning.
How odd that I
that
said that's the hockey
that
movie. And really, it's the golf movie. But it starts with him being a hockey player.
That's right. That's
really,
right. And that's
gonna
why
identify
he...
identify the movie,
sure.
would be
the it's
golf
the movie,
movie
where he beats up Bob Barker on the golf course.
One of the very funniest, probably the funniest Adam Sandler movie, I think.
You think Happy Gilmore
Happy
was
Gilmore,
the funniest?
Yeah, very much so. Where he's yelling at the golf ball? That is your home.
Billy Madison.
Yeah. Really? No way.
And frankly, The Waterboy, I loved.
Gilmore. I did like The Waterboy as well.
Some of those football hits,
just
hilarious.
Opinion, people. Just opinion.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is mine is Happy Gilmore.
All right, fine. Whatever you say.
Comedy says.
Your comedy.
Comedy says.
Who would know better than comedy? I may have to challenge him later to a
Who else's
question.
Birthday is it? That's
it
the
is
worst
also
grammar in the world. Did you hear that? Who else's birthday is it?
Me.
Sarah, what other birthdays are we celebrating today?
Well, actress Jessica Biel from Seventh Heaven
Jessica Biel, who was in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Ding ding.
Yeah, she was in that movie. She made it to the end, all the way to the end.
Well, that's because they had to have the hot chick throughout the whole thing,
I guess. Jason Mewes was dating the girl who was in that movie. Her name is Lauren, and she was the chick in the beginning who shoots herself in the van.
Oh.
Yeah, but who, like, when you clean her up, looks really nice.
Really?
That was his old lady for a little while.
Hmm.
Long time, actually, like over a year. I think recently they just kind of...
why'd they end it? What happened? Exactly.
Because she shot herself in a van. Didn't you
right.
see the movie?
I mean, hello, she's dead.
All movies are real, Huma.
So Jessica Biel is 23
I don't know why they
old.
Call the quits. Why does anyone call quits? Why did Chuck Sheen and Denise Richards call it quits?
Why did Charlie and Denise break up?
Oh, somebody
up?
Called
so
and
weird.
Told me why.
Why?
Machine
because,
and Denise.
No, they were all into it just for the sex. It was a relationship strictly based on the sex.
Well, then why did they have kids?
Everything you say at this point is
completely
questionable. Based on you going, the reason I hired Channel Elizabeth, she came in to read for something else and was so good that we cast her as the lead.
Dude, I just read it on the internet.
Right, so where'd you hear this thing about Nisi and Machine?
Somebody called and told me that.
Right,
morning.
Don't believe
callers
every,
in the
unless,
internet.
Unless Machine himself calls you up and says, hey, I'll tell you why I love Nisi, you know.
My machine.
That's my worst Machine impression ever.
I've heard worse things.
Chuck Sheen, ladies and gentlemen, a man who Just
had it all.
Niecy Richards isn't good enough for Chuck Sheen.
You know, she... Not she's to be cute. Uncharitable or anything, because she is absolutely so hot.
Very cute.
But as you know, you marry someone just because they're good-looking, and they just become a regular person after a while.
They didn't get married just because she's good-looking. There was love there.
If you say so.
You could see love there.
Lust.
Yeah. Well, love, too. Mm. A little bit of love. Just not the enduring love that you share with your man, maybe.
Or that you share with your
man. Endless love, as we like to call it.
That's right. In fact, I'll duet you on that later.
You know, a better producer would have had an endless love cue ready to go.
Yeah, in 2 seconds.
And help get it back.
You should have told him ahead of time that you wanted that.
Yeah, because that would be comedy right there if I pre-programmed
That's
all
right.
my jokes.
You've got to do it. You have to make sure he's
comedy
ready for
comes,
any...
Comedy's like this, Sarah.
I agree with you.
Off the top of your
Listen,
head.
Listen, he gives me crap because I'm like, oh, good, play this. And he's like, oh, you didn't give me anything.
Maddie
like, I knew I was going
to
make a joke about
the show in advance.
No, I don't.
Who else is celebrating a birthday today? Just the top.
Why are you in here?
I need Matt.
I thought you were talking to me. Why are you in here? I'm like, oh, my God, she's got split personality disorder. You asked me to come.
All right, Robin Hitchcock is celebrating a birthday today.
Robin Hitchcock is a musical artist of some sort?
Singer, guitarist.
A man or woman?
He is a man.
Man, not familiar with his body
52 years old. He's like, I would say big in the 80s. He was in some band. I can't think of the name, but... Whatever. I'm sure a listener will call and tell me. Tone Loke is 39 years old today.
I like to do the wild thing.
I have actually heard that song.
You heard that song?
And did he also do Funky Cole Medina, or is that LL Cool J?
Medina.
No, that was Tone Loke.
Wow. Me with my deep rap knowledge.
I think basically you should have me on from now until they pull your show away from you forever. Just to do the birthdays, and I will throw out...
Don't say they're going to pull it away from me forever. I know that day's coming.
Stream of consciousness kind of connections to the birthday. So you say Tone Loke, and I bust a little Tone Loke.
That's perfect.
Robin Hitchcock, on the other hand, I had nothing for.
Yeah. Who the Robin Hitchcock, and the Egyptians? What was his, like, big... Who even cares? It doesn't matter. If we can't think of it between the two of us, it's just not worth thinking about. Kevin, you see what I'm saying?
That is not his song. That is so not his song. This is Peter Cetera,
but this
sir.
Is your love song. You wanted a love song. And
I was looking for Endless Love.
But I don't have that one, but I have this one, sir.
I bet we have Endless Love on karaoke now.
Tonight it's very clear.
Okay, I'm seriously trying to get through the birthdays here. I feel like I'm fighting against a tsunami in the studio. The last 2 days, I can't get anything rolling.
Fight it, baby.
I'm doing it. I'm trying, Kathy. I'm doing what I can.
He's saying that to his wife. He's just for Jen.
This song takes me right back to KK2. Karate Kid 2. KK. Mahizzy. Sarah?
Say things I might regret.
You know the words.
No, I don't.
To see you crying. I will always love you.
No. I will never take it alone. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. Stand up. Here we go.
Stand up, man.
Get
stand
it from
up.
The diaphragm.
I am the man who will fight for your honor.
This should be over now.
Hero, your dreaming of.
I know.
We can't get that high.
All right.
No one together.
It's over.
That we did it all for the glory of love.
You like how I worked the mic?
That was awesome. Good.
Thank you.
Oh, but he didn't get through the best part of the song.
What, the key change?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake, please, give me back the steering wheel.
From a long time ago.
From a long time ago.
Just in time to save the day. Take it to my castle far away.
There you go.
Solid. A little big taste of KK2 right there.
Or the little drum thing.
When Daniel San, totally. He fought for the chick's honor. You know, where was it? In Osaka? No.
Okinawa.
Okinawa. Well remembered, sir. Okinawa. The home of Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah. And it was a fight to the death. It wasn't for points.
And to bring it into the current day and age.
Related to something
to something you might know about.
Right.
The next Karate Kid was Hilary Swank, who just won an Oscar the other day. For that
second,
picture.
Yes.
For a picture where she was also doing some fighting. Doing some foxy boxing. Did you see that movie?
What, Million Dollar Baby?
Yeah.
No, I tried to see it, but I it keeps being sold out.
Really?
So I saw Being Julia instead last weekend.
Yeah, that was a suitable replacement flick.
You know, that is a good movie, though. Have you seen it?
You're high.
I liked it. You didn't like it?
I didn't see it.
It's really good. It's good.
Million Dollar Baby is excellent.
It's a movie I'll definitely see.
Did you see The Aviator?
I did not see The Aviator.
Excellent movie.
You know why I didn't go see The Aviator? It's just too long. I don't have that kind of time. I've got two kids.
This is what you need to do. You become a part of the Academy of Motion Pictures, mm-hmm. Arts and Sciences. They send you...
How do I become that? I think... Do you know someone who can help
me out?
Somebody
needs to sponsor you. But
can you
also
sponsor
have
me,
to work
please? That would
the,
be so great.
You have to work within the industry.
Well, yeah, I sort of do. I was an extra one time.
Where? In an Eddie Van Halen video?
No. Patch Adams. I was an extra.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think that works against you, actually.
Hey, Kev.
Yes.
Are you a voting member for the Academy?
I am a... Yes.
Well, I didn't know you were voting.
Yeah, I'm a voting member.
Put me in a movie. I'll just be like
the
elbow that you can see.
Every year they send you a bunch of DVDs.
That's what I want.
So I watched Aviator in the comfort of my own home.
Question for
comedy. On your big screen
yes,
TV.
Yes, comedy recognizes you. Query recognized by comedy.
Any chance that any of us could be extras in Clerks 2?
Come on.
I would say any other movie, yes. That movie has such a small cast.
Okay,
but if you guys
want to
walk through.
If we walk through, can we be members of the Academy?
Absolutely. We're all family now.
I mean, we could walk by you and Jason. Like, we could just be like people that walk by the store.
I can't promise you featured time like that, but I'll get you in there.
That's featured time?
Yeah.
Could we just be in a car that drives by on the road in the background?
I can easily do that.
Okay, that's what we want.
You know what? I need a shot of a family. If you guys want to do that, you can be the family.
I'm in.
You don't?
You're not in the family,
yeah,
dude. You don't
family,
look like you're related
sir.
To us.
This is him popping up. I'm in. From the outside.
Hey, no, Kev. We would never ask for that. But if there's ever an opportunity to get all the DVDs sent to me, which is really the bottom line
for heaven's
here
sake,
me.
Sarah, you better reset.
Hey, Kev.
It's Kevin Smith in the studio filling in for No Name, who has had a baby now for about 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be back. Rank amateur,
48 hours. I've had five and a half years.
I'm sure that the people with 15-year-olds think you're a rank amateur, too.
Exactly.
Well, they're
they have no idea what that
Kevin
guy's
Smith
is.
Kevin Smith standing in for No Name, mm-hmm. here with Sarah on 97.3.
And the final birthday today, Gene Harlow would be like 96 years
Jean
old.
Gene Harlow, I got nothing for her. I mean, I know she's an actress, but
sure.
I got nothing
the
for her.
The blonde bombshell.
She's the one played by Gwen Stefani.
There you go, bringing it back to something that people can relate
to. She was born in the state in
1901. Going on, The Aviator.
And now it's time to go toe-to-toe with Kevin in a game All right, Tammy, thank you for holding so long.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I do want to say that I love you, and we saw you in Berkeley last year.
You went to Berkeley? Boy, the whole town
you
turned
were
out
awesome.
For that, huh? Thanks.
And
we have
Sarah,
listeners
in
common. I love you too, Tammy. We must have a lot
Tammy,
of listeners
are
in
you
common.
Familiar with that song from KK2?
From KK2, no, but I do think that Sarah needs to listen to Baby Got Back.
Yeah, well, she knew. She didn't know that one, did
I've
she?
Heard the song. I just really,
okay.
you know,
tuned
I'll go
out.
Home and put my Zeppelin records on, man.
Unless they name-check Sarah in the song, she won't listen
that's
to
exactly
it.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I listen
like,
so much Hall & Oates and
Sarah got
Starship.
Back. Then he'd be
right.
like, totally.
Same.
Oh, Sarah.
Exactly.
Tell me you don't have that.
Storms. He doesn't brew.
I think I have that on 40.
No way do you have that.
I love that song. I get made fun of a lot of for listening to that song.
But the Daryl Hall, John Oates song. That's
Sarah
the best.
Smiles?
That's the best.
Not my favorite.
Sarah Smiles.
It's a little slow.
Oh,
but Sarah, storms are brewing in your eyes. It's
Sarah,
poetry.
Boom, 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 boom.
Where is it, sir? Bust it up.
He's not going to have it. Okay.
Oh, there
oh,
it is.
Shut up.
I love this song. This song takes
How
you back.
How do you have
Don't
this?
Don't ever challenge me.
How do you... You never have anything I want.
Are you going to karaoke Hall & Oates?
Don't look back. You've drawn the line. This song
really
takes me back
this.
To being 15 years old.
Mm.
This is one of those songs. Instantly takes me back to my childhood, and I go, what went wrong? And then I go,
we
nothing.
We built this city.
No, not that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, nothing
Don't
went
confuse
wrong.
Confuse it. This is a different starship.
Like
this is an awesome
No, that's
joke.
True.
This song makes me want to be a DJ back in the 80s.
You want to talk it up?
No, just can we move on?
Like
you guys, seriously, I've got so much
ahead,
track.
Let him talk it up.
This is huge. He's going to walk the post, everyone.
If you hit the post, you can do... If you can hit the post...
What's the temperature? Give me some...
Doesn't matter. Make it
okay,
up.
Okay, I'll make it up.
If you hit the post, you're the king of the show. It's the Kevin and Sarah show. If you don't, you shut the F up when I tell you to.
Here we go.
Hit that post, baby. Hit it.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
6:59 with you here, Kevin Smith, with the evening show, Alice 97.3, everybody. Take it away, Starship.
He hit it. He's the king.
Guy, he hit the post again. Well. Why can't I just keep my big yap shut?
Is there anything I can't do except
well,
lose
you didn't,
weight?
You didn't say.
That's my weakness right there. That's my kryptonite.
He's the king. But I don't think that should actually count because he didn't get the call letters in there anyway. That's not talking up a song.
Did I not say Allison?
No,
I said 97.
You did not say that.
He talked
it out. I said 97.3.
Oh, but he hit the post.
You
yeah, hit it. That was a lucky hit.
No, I can't. I wasn't ready. I'm sorry.
No,
I
forget
totally
it. I don't want to hear it again.
3.
No, you didn't.
You don't you record
play
the
it
show?
Back. I don't have it right now. You do have it right now. You always play it whenever it's something about me, you have it right there to play back.
I said 97.3. I was because
no.
I was looking right at the Alice billboard behind your head.
Right. You're just hating.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What?
What? Because you could never have done that? You couldn't hit the post like Kev?
Are we
what
still up? Playing Dead or Alive? Because we have to do Word of the
let's
Day.
Yes. Let's just do talk-ups all morning.
All right.
We only have to listen to the first 20 seconds of a song.
Do the magic thing right now.
What's the magic? Oh, you want to do that now? All right,
no,
Tammy, hold on for another minute. Hold
you
on.
You have to.
I know.
Alice, every day rewards.
It's behind you.
What is it?
It's the Word of the Day. See that, random word?
Basket?
Basket.
I thought the Word of the Day was director.
No, that was our Fake Life at 525 word for yesterday. Today, the Word of the Day is basket.
Word of the Day is basket.
This is another one of the games we play here. Right.
Spell it, Jeff.
Basket. B-A-S-K-E-T. Basket.
Whoa, he did that without even looking.
Yeah,
you guys.
I didn't turn around.
Yeah,
that.
Take it to RadioAlice.com. Plug it into your Alice Everyday Rewards account.
The Word
earn
of the
your
Day.
Points.
It's not Bisquick. It's basket.
Basket. Although Bisquick is lovely.
I can't do that. I'm not. I can't.
You ready?
I can't, no, I can't hit the post on Saxon. No, I can't hit it. I don't know where it begins.
Come on.
Can't do
go
it. Vulgarthon, ladies and gentlemen, Los Angeles. Cinerama Dome, March 28th. Pick up your tickets at Vulgarthon.com, USQ.com. We're going to show some flicks with Chase and Amy. Alice 97.3.
I think he's a freak. I think there's something like... It's so wrong, it's right. Kevin Smith.
I'm actually kind of proud of that one.
KLLC San Francisco. Tammy, here we go. Dead or alive?
Radio, apparently, in my lifetime.
Here we go. Tammy, let Kevin answer first.
Let's do the thing like Jay Leno and Katie Couric did where we switch jobs for a day. I'll do you, and you go do my job.
I'll go direct some crap and bang your wife.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that'd be hot. Can I watch that part?
No, you'll be here busy with the show.
Darn.
Taking care of my kids.
Somebody will take a picture.
Are you ready? Tammy, remember, Kevin answers first. Here we go. Dead or alive, Hattie Winston.
Who goes first?
You do.
Hattie Winston.
I'm
going to go with dead.
What do you think, Sam?
I'm going to say alive.
Alive. From the electric company.
Really?
The electric company.
I love the electric company.
Hell yeah.
Morgan Freeman, also from the electric company.
That is
easy
correct.
Easy reader.
Shh. Yeah. Out.
Shout.
Yeah. Hattie Winston also on Becker, apparently. 60 years old.
Wow.
John Bigham.
Why do I always have to go first?
Because you do. That's the way it works.
Biggie Bigums?
John Bigham.
I'm
going to
say dead.
I'm going to say alive again.
36 years old. Guitarist from Fishbone. James Doohan.
James Scotty Doohan, alive.
Alive.
Scotty is alive from Star Trek. 85 years old today.
Such a nerd I am.
Wow.
He was part of the birthdays?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we include him? Are these also birthdays?
They're all everybody dead or alive is born today, too. It's just that instead of doing, 50 freaking birthdays, we split it up and make it more exciting by doing dead or alive, which normally happens about a half an hour ago.
I got you. I see.
Yeah. Normally, we get right through the birthdays. They take like 2 seconds.
Know,
then we actually do some stories.
We were playing the talk-up game.
We were.
Look, anybody
I love
that
game. By the way, it's your show.
Back, you forget it.
Yeah. I've heard of the song, right? I just couldn't sing
I'm
large portions of it.
With the concept of television, Kevin. I just don't watch it.
You're the one who doesn't watch any TV.
Not the TV you watch.
Tim Kazurinsky.
Alive.
Thank you.
Alive.
He is alive. 55 years old. Actor, director. Threw that one in just for you. By a score, a
really?
Perfect score.
Director? I wouldn't...
Actor, director.
I would classify him more as a writer. He wrote... He adapted... About Last Night from Sexual Perversity in Chicago
by
David Mamet. He was on SNL. He was just on Curb Your Enthusiasm a few seasons ago.
Playing what?
Playing one of the runners that Larry was in business with. Short guy.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Now, kill the critics. Now, kill the crickets.
Right. Tammy, you won.
You were
Hold
just
on.
Like, boo. Now you're like, oh.
We need to play Guess the Celebrity now. See, this is what's happening. We're just having to lump all. It feels like we're playing a lot of games because we're lumping them all together because you are not enabling us.
Excuses,
and by the way, you are the one who came up with the 90s trivia game.
Yes.
You were the one who did the talk up the song game.
Right.
You are the comedy game guy.
I am duly rebuked.
You see the phone number? See the phone number there?
Where?
Over there.
You're a little vague, sir.
Right here.
Comedy can't see. Okay. What about it?
Give the phone number out and say, call
now. Ready? Talk it up.
We're going to play a little, what is this? Guess the Celebrity?
Yeah.
800. Number is 800. 400. FM 97. Sarah or No Name. At RadioAlice.com, Alice 97.3.
Lady! It's just getting weird now. It's just
have
getting
job
really
by the
weird.
End of the day.
Three for three, dude. You're
good
solid.
Thing you don't have to do talk.
No doubt. I thought I was a good talker.
800 400
Those are the cleanest posts I've ever heard,
and they're great.
Yeah. Thank you. 1-800-400-FM97, is that it?
Without the music, he can't talk.
No.
No, you put some music under
like
him,
Mel
he's got a post to hit.
I'm like Mel Tillis.
Yeah.
I speak,
right.
And I'm like, but the moment
stutter.
They throw music under me, I'm like a poet.
Yes, you are, sir.
And I didn't even know it.
Ready? One more. Come on.
No.
Come on.
After Get the Celebrity.
The ball.
One more.
Well, right, because it's bound to end.
What's
don't,
the song?
Don't make him lose his streak, Matt.
Yeah, I'm on a
this is like you won't play Rochambeau for no reason.
This
yeah,
is the
yeah,
best
yeah.
day of my life. I'm, what's what depends? What's the song?
Footloose.
Can you do it, Kev?
No, he can't
yeah.
do it.
I'm trying to remember.
I'm placing a wager now. He cannot do four hard posts in a row.
What if he does?
To?
What if he does?
What am I posting to the number again? The 800 number?
It doesn't matter what you're saying. Anything you want.
Talk about Vulgarthon again.
You know, the show, who you are, who she is.
Who cares?
Okay.
And by the way, it's
I'll
now
try.
The Kevin and Sarah show.
I haven't heard the song in a long time.
Hey, Kevin, let me ask you a question.
And the lady song you just heard recently?
Yeah. I play that all the time. I'm about to make love to my lady.
Gross.
Hey, what do you play in the background when you're making love to your lady?
We have a CD that we...
What's on it?
Do you really have a music to F by CD?
We have an F music CD.
You do?
And it came from the...
We never listen to music.
Standard Hotel?
Really? Never.
We have a house full of people, so we tend to want to mask the
joyous
sounds
lovemaking
love,
sounds.
Right.
Yes.
We don't make love though. My wife and I are in firm agreement with on that.
What
topic.
Do you do?
We bone, sir.
They
hard.
They bang.
Angrily.
So what's on the CD?
It's a CD of
Saxon.
I'm not lyrics. I'm not a lyrics kid. It's a lyrics. You know, she just wants innocuous white clothes.
Is it that?
That's it right there. That's me, like, stripping off my clothes fast, stumbling toward the bed.
She's squirming around like a gummy worm on the bed. He's sprinkling sugar on her.
She's getting out of my hands, can't hold on to her like she's a salmon. I'm like a bear fishing for salmon.
Sometimes he bites her on the shoulder just to hold her in place.
See, this is a song I could do the talk up to because you have the whole song.
The whole damn song.
But on that CD, it's from the Standard Hotel. Sometimes you go to hotels and they have CD selections that you can take with you.
Really?
We took that one with us. And it's a $14 investment. It served us very well.
Really?
But anyone in our house, when they hear the music,
they know.
Like,
don't knock.
Totally.
When the Standard Hotel CD's rocking.
Don't come knocking.
Do you blare the...
Because I am somethinging.
Do you blare the music in every room of the house?
Do you have one of those sound systems
that
goes throughout the whole...
No, it's just...
So they know, people know.
You know, Affleck had installed a sound system that...
Of course he had.
...went through the entire house, but I'm not into that. I like my... I act locally, not globally. So
especially
I like
in your own home.
Totally.
Yeah. What was that? I don't even know. Line 7. Angel, we're going to play Guess the Celebrity with you in a second. I know that you guys used America Online, our content partner this morning, to assemble this Guess the Celebrity.
You're absolutely right.
Because that's where we get our clues
the
from.
The chick who won the last game, which we played
Tammy?
Seconds ago, did she... You talk her through?
We
she get her
took
points?
Her off, she got her points.
Good.
She's all set.
Good.
Yeah.
I always want to make sure people get their fantasy.
No, I didn't know she won. Huh, I thought you won. Let's get to it.
Good looking out, Kev.
Thanks, Kev.
Kev remembered.
Tammy call back.
Comedy was... she was just there. Do you have her?
No.
She's gone. Angel, are you
ready?
Hey,
Kevin.
Angel.
Wow. Hey, baby.
Why, hello, sir.
Hello, Dark Angel.
We weren't expecting a voice that deep.
Mm.
How are you,
hey,
sir?
Hey, Kevin, we love your movie.
Which,
great.
Which movie?
Thank you.
Jersey Girl?
Doesn't matter. He said one, all he needs to do is love one.
Right.
They're all good. Thanks,
sir. Thank you, Angel.
It's actually cool to have you on there because I was thinking Marcus was, you know, he did really good. I was thinking, at first, I didn't know who you were at very first.
Right.
Because it was, like, really early in the morning. And,
right.
Are you
missing Marcus?
No, not now.
Long live Kev.
Poor Marcus.
Long live Kev.
He comes in on Tuesday at the last minute. We're like, okay, well, you know, if we can't get anybody, we'll just have you do the whole week. And then, boom, the last minute of the show, Kevin Smith calls in. And we're like, hey, want to sit in the rest of the week? Let me check my schedule. Oh, look, nothing written on the next 3 days. I'd love to come down and co-host.
Billy Crystal tells a story about getting cut from the very first episode of Saturday Night Live.
Is that so?
Yeah, and he's still bitter about it years later,
really?
From what I'm told.
Well, that, you know what? It drove him to be even more successful,
today.
So perhaps Marcus will use this disappointment
in his
life.
He'll be the next Oscars host?
That's right, exactly.
On. Angel, you ready to play Guess the Celeb, sir?
Let's do it.
50,000 points up for grabs. Here we go.
My middle name is Maxine.
Jill Hennessy.
Sybil Shepherd.
After getting evicted from my home in January 2002, I was forced to live in my Corvette with my dog.
Leona Helmsley.
Wow, I know this, but
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah, I can repeat.
Repeat both first two.
First clue, my middle name is Maxine.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Scarlett Johansson.
After getting evicted from my home in January 2002 for not paying the rent.
Courtney Love.
I was forced to live.
Jewel.
I was forced to live in my Corvette with my dog.
Tinkerbell.
I'm going to say, what's her name?
Paris Hilton.
No. I'm going to say,
your next
Anna Nicole Smith.
Your next clue is?
Anna Nicole Maxine Smith.
I've been arrested for beating up my boyfriend.
Oh, I know this. It's the chick from the Whitesnake video.
It's
Tony
Katane.
Wrong.
God.
That was
isn't
a
that girl that played in Cheers? What's her name? The one that
Christy Alley. Oh, Diane
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
Wrong. Ready for your next one?
Yeah.
I like to beat up my competition.
Tanya Harding.
It is Tanya Harding.
There you go.
You rule, man.
Tanya Harding's middle name was Maxine.
Yeah.
Here comes Maddie. He's a loser.
Yeah. Well done, man. Well remembered. That was good. That was, I guess she is a celeb, right?
Yeah, of course. We're taking it to a whole new level.
She's infamous.
Here I saw go. That video. Did you see that video?
Which one?
You know, the sex video.
Dirty Girl.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
And at the end, she
I don't like her
shows
cankles.
The product of their love.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
She's a dirty girl.
She is kind
of. She shows the product of her love?
I'll tell you after the
okay.
break.
Okay.
Right.
Is it a kid? Or is it
something
worse?
She holds
worse.
Up a child, and you're like, wow, that really ruins the mood.
Are you ready?
Was
are we
the
playing
the
again?
Role,
do we
huh?
have somebody to play with?
No.
No, he's doing the double down.
And if I get the double down, Kevin gets to talk out Footloose for me.
Right. Double down. Pass the Dutchie, sir.
Who? Body Boss.
Oh, good one.
Paula Jones.
It is Paula Jones. All right, Kev.
Take us straight, Kevin.
Kevin Smith coming at you here at Alice 97.3, the Sarah and No Name show, but today the Sarah and Kevin show.
Kevin and Sarah,
Hang
I think
loose.
You won that.
We're going to be doing the news next. Got some other 142 other games we're going to be playing in the next hour. Alice 97.3.
Hey, Generation Alice, this is Nick Rose.
Hey, it's John.